Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sub-pressure jungle atmosphere riser in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not just to make something that goes up in pitch. We want tension you can feel in your chest. Something dark, gritty, and musical that actually helps the drop hit harder. If you make drum and bass, especially jungle, rollers, darker liquid, or neuro-influenced stuff, you already know this. The best risers are not always bright synth sweeps. A lot of the time, the strongest build comes from low-end harmonics, warped break texture, filtered atmosphere, and careful arrangement. So instead of making a generic whoosh, we're going to build a transition that feels like the whole room is being pulled forward. First, set yourself up with two audio lanes. One track is going to be your sub-rise, and the other is your atmosphere rise. Keep them separate because each one has a different job. One gives you weight, the other gives you motion and air. And that separation is important, because if every layer tries to do everything, the build gets muddy fast. Set the project tempo somewhere in the dnb range, ideally around 172 bpm. That's a really solid jungle and roller reference point. Then think in phrases. In most dnb arrangements, 4-bar chunks matter a lot, and a 16-bar build is a great framework. The last 4 bars should carry the main tension ramp, and the final 1 or 2 bars should feel almost unavoidable. Let's start with the sub-pressure layer. On your sub rise track, load up operator or wavitable. Keep it simple. You're not designing a huge flashy synth sound here. You want a dark, controlled source with enough harmonic content to survive translation to smaller speakers. If you use operator, start with a sine wave on oscillator A, drop it down an octave or two, and then if you want a little more movement, bring in a second oscillator very quietly with a triangle or sine. Use a low-pass filter and keep the envelope slow. A soft attack, a decay that breathes, and a short release will give you that swelling pressure feel. If you use wavitable, choose a basic sine or triangle-style wavitable. Maybe move the wavitable position slightly if it stays smooth and keep the filter focused low. The key is to keep the sound solid, not shiny. Now write a simple MIDI rise. Don't just hold one note and automate everything. Let the pitch content help tell the story. A simple pattern like root, flat, second, second, flat, third, third, fourth can work really well over the final 4 bars. Or root, second, flat, third, fourth, fifth. These kinds of moves feel tense without sounding like a cartoon riser. And here's a useful teacher note. A riser is often stronger when it's a little mysterious early on. Don't reveal the biggest motion too soon. Save the most obvious change for the final 2 bars. That's where the listener should start feeling, okay, here it comes. Next, give that sub layer some harmonic movement. Add saturator after the synth. This is where the sound starts to show up on more systems. A little drive, soft clip-on, and just enough color to bring out upper harmonics can make a huge difference. You're not trying to destroy the tone. You're trying to make the pressure audible, especially on laptops, phones, and club systems where pure sub can disappear. If you want more grit, you can add a little overdrive before saturator or use drum bus very lightly. But keep it tasteful. In this kind of build, distortion is more about presence than aggression. You want the sound to feel like it's gaining force, not just getting fuzzier. Now comes one of the most important moves in the whole lesson. Resample the line. Print that synth into audio. Once it's audio, you can warp it, stretch it, and edit the timing in ways that feel more organic. This is where the jungle vibe really starts to show up. Warp the clip, choose a suitable warp mode, and then experiment with moving warp markers slightly. Keep the earlier part of the rise relatively stable, and then introduce small timing shifts in the final bars. That tiny instability makes the whole thing feel alive. If you push the last bar slightly tighter, the build starts to lean forward. If you nudge certain points a little off the grid, you get that wobbling, pressure-heavy motion that fits jungle and dnb so well. It's subtle, but it matters a lot. You're basically giving the riser a human, physical pull instead of a perfectly clean digital sweep. Now let's build the atmosphere layer. On the Atmos Rise track, bring in a short break fragment, vinyl texture, reverse hat, snare detail, field recording, dark pad tail, or any moody sound source that feels like it belongs in the genre. Jungle is built on texture, so this layer is where we can make the transition feel authentic. A great trick is to use something with rhythmic identity already baked in, like a break tail or chopped percussion residue. Even if it's only barely audible, it gives the build a sense of groove. And in dnb, that rhythmic feel matters just as much as the tonal rise. Put EQ 8 first if needed and high pass the low end so it doesn't fight the sub layer. Then add auto filter and automate the cutoff upward across the phrase. Reverb comes next if you want space and bloom, and echo can add smear and depth. If you want a little more grain, a touch of redux can bring that rough, torn texture that works well in darker material. This layer is a perfect place to use warping creatively. Stretch it, shift it, bend it a little. Let the texture breathe into the pre-drop region. If you've got a break tail or a piece of atmosphere that naturally blooms, pull that bloom into the final bars and let it open up right before the drop. That gives you a really nice jungle-style lift without sounding too polished. Now we shape the tension with automation. And this part is huge. Don't rely on volume alone. A convincing build usually involves several small movements at once. On the sub-rise, automate the filter opening gradually. Add a little more saturation in the last two bars. Bring the level up slightly, but not too much. You usually only need a small gain increase, maybe 1 to 3 dB total. If your synth has a pitch control or you've got a resampled clip, you can automate pitch up over the phrase as well. On the atmosphere layer, open the filter too. Increase reverb slightly near the end. Let echo feedback rise a little, then cut it before the drop. If the sound is too wide too early, it can feel weak, so you can widen it gradually and then snap it back at the drop for contrast. One really effective move is to have the atmosphere high pass rise, while the sub layer low pass opens. That creates a crossing motion. The top clears out while the bottom gains strength. It feels like the sound is turning inside out as it moves toward the drop. And remember this, the drop should always be your reference point. If the riser sounds impressive on its own but makes the drop feel smaller, then the build is doing too much. You want the riser to amplify the impact of the drop, not compete with it. Now let's talk about low-end discipline, because this is where a lot of risers go wrong. Use utility on your sub layer and keep the low end centered. Don't widen the actual sub. If you want width, apply it to the atmosphere layer, not the pressure layer. A good rule of thumb is to keep anything below around 120 Hz mono and clean. That leaves the drop room to hit properly. If the riser feels muddy, check the low mids around 200 to 350 Hz. If it gets harsh, tame the upper mids and high mids a little. In D&B, clarity is not optional. The riser needs to hand off cleanly into the kick, snare, and bass relationship, or the drop loses impact before it even lands. Now arrange the whole thing like a real transition. A strong structure might look like this. The first 8 bars are pretty stripped down, with maybe just a hint of atmosphere. Bars 9 to 12 introduce more detail. Bars 13 to 16 bring in the full riser motion. Then right before the drop, maybe on beat 3 or 4 of bar 16, you create a tiny stop, a reverse tail, or a quick drum fill. That little moment of space can make the drop slam much harder. That's a really important coaching point. Sometimes the best move is to make the last beat smaller, not bigger. A tiny vacuum before the drop can be more powerful than piling on even more sound. If you want more jungle flavor, layer the riser under a break edit. Let the drums keep moving while the pressure climbs underneath. If you're doing a roller, keep the transition cleaner and more minimal. Different subgenres want different levels of tension, so don't overcommit to one perfect version. Make a few. In fact, that's a great workflow tip. Bounce multiple versions. Make one full version with both layers, and another minimal version with just the atmosphere and a lighter amount of pressure. In real arrangements, you'll often need different transition tools for different sections. Maybe one version works for a first drop, another for a breakdown return, another for a switch up or a fake out. And here's an advanced trick: create a second pitch curve that moves against the first. Instead of everything just rising, let one element climb while another holds or even dips slightly. That counter motion can make the transition feel more uneasy and cinematic, which is perfect for darker D&B. You can also make a broken riser version by chopping the final bar into fragments and offsetting them a little. That unstable, fragmented feel works especially well in jungle edits. Or try a fake-out build. Build tension for 8 bars, then strip the riser away for half a bar before the drop. Bring back only a short tail or impact. That kind of move can create a huge reaction when the drop returns. A few quick pro tips before we wrap up. Use subtle pitch and stability if you want the build to feel more alive. Try a little band pass motion on the atmosphere layer. Add a hidden tonal reference in the texture, like a quiet note or stab tail, so the whole riser feels harmonically tied to the track. And if the section needs more attitude, light clipping on the riser bus can help, as long as you leave enough headroom for the actual drop to hit harder. For your practice, try making 3 versions in one project. First, a clean sub riser with simple processing. Second, a jungle atmosphere riser built from a break or texture. Third, a full combined version that blends both. Place each one before the same drum loop at 172 BPM and compare which one feels best for a first drop, a switch up, or a breakdown return. That comparison is where the learning really sticks, because now you're not just designing a sound, you're designing function. So to recap, build DNB risers from sub-pressure, harmonic movement, and atmosphere. Use stock Ableton tools like Operator, Waveitable, Saturator, Auto Filter, Reverb, Echo Utility, and EQ8. Warp and resample for organic jungle motion. Keep the sub centered and the atmosphere wide, and arrange the whole thing so it peaks right before the drop, not long before it. In DNB, the best risers don't just rise, they pull the whole groove forward. All right, let's build one and make it hit.